Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the program. Hi, this is fun. I'm enjoying myself. Got a cool topic for you that has been so exciting in my own life, a big breakthrough, and I want to teach it to you because I think it will be really beneficial if you're dating. So how to attract lots of your ideal type to date. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I launched a book, Money is Wonderful, is available on Amazon. It's a 30-day devotional style work to help you manifest money and prosperity and really see your world from a place of abundance instead of lack. And it's easy, 30 days, step by step. I did day 2 this morning. I was like, wow, that was so easy. I love it. Love it. Okay, I have a lot to share. And so I want to jump right in. How to attract lots of your ideal type to date. So I used to say how to attract a mate or how to attract. I never really said soulmate, and I have a very specific viewpoint on the word soulmate. But I recognize some people use soulmate to reference your romantic partner. I would say romantic partner, how to attract your romantic partner. I have had many different discussions on this program about attracting love. Most of them were pre being married. And I still stand by all of those. But what I've discovered is that it's a new age, and there is a new energy circling our planet, and things move so rapidly. And when I met my ex-husband on eHarmony, you know, a decade ago, there weren't all these apps. And now there's so many ways to meet people. And so this is my updated version on how to attract a romantic partner. And I want to emphasize ideal type. One of the most transformative pieces of information I heard when I was dating and ultimately met Matt, my ex-husband, was you only need one. And I still stand behind that. You only need one mate. But in this beginning stages of dating, right, because dating is an opportunity to not only get to know someone, yes, but it's also an opportunity to research and be curious and is this the type of person I want? So first and foremost, everybody has a type, right? And type doesn't mean, it's not a judgmental term. It's an energy. Like, I know that I have a type of guy that I attract, that I like, you know. He usually can fix stuff. He probably has a beard. He's hella smart, you know, degreed, multiple degrees in some cases, passionate about what he's into. I know that guy. Like, good smile, easy to be with, funny, joyful. Like, I know that guy. I know him. He usually has a lot of clutter in his house and fixes shit, and it's great. I know my type. And as I've been going through my journey, I've been recognizing more and more, like, I have a type. It's not just one random guy. Like, this is a type of guy that I'm totally into. So I want you to start focusing on what's your type. What's your type? And you'll know. Look over your history. What qualities do they tend to have? Maybe you like the funny person, or maybe you like the really corporate, conservative type. Whatever it is, get clear about what you like and make that a type. 8 to 12 qualities that are yours. Now, within that, they're all individuals. Like, all of the men that what I just described to you, each of the men that I've been dating do it differently. They have their own little approach to life. And, they, you know, I get to see from my interactions you know, I like that, but they don't like that. Or, oh, that's too much clutter. Or, I can't go there. Or, oh, I really like that, didn't consider that. And they have their own love languages. Like, you know, not this guy doesn't all these guys don't have the same love language, you know. And if you're unfamiliar with the love languages, I think it's so important. Within the first 3 dates, ask whomever you're dating what their love language is and share with them what yours is. Because it'll really determine if you want to be committed, because if somebody can't love you in the way that you want to be loved, you know, or show you love in the way that you most receive, then it's probably not a good match. But when you know your type, then you're activating that vibration within you, right? So stop in these beginning stages. This is, I've said all that to lead you up to this line, because I know some of you, if you've been following me a while, are going to fall out of your seat. Stop looking for the one. Just stop. Because know that the right person is going to stick around. You're going to be into them. It'll be consistent. It'll feel right. So stop looking for the one. It's too much pressure. And I want you to, and it's also kind of limiting, right? Because, you know, we're talking a lot about lack and limitation, and it's limiting, right? I have to find the one. I have to find the one. No, you just need to find your type. Know what your type is, date within your type, and know that the right person will stick around. Because within all these guys, like, you know, I went out yesterday, I was going to get a beer, and I was going to work on a piece of writing, and I wound up meeting a man. I'm like, man, I didn't even wear any makeup. I barely brushed my hair, and my type shows up, right? And so I'm like, what's going on here with me? Your type is going to show up for you. They just are. So when you know what that is and you're clear on it, all you have to do is show up present. So stop looking for the one. And know the qualities you're most attracted to. So everything I listed, like, I can't put shit together to save my life. Can't. IKEA furniture? No. I can barely open a jar most of the time. It's truly, like, not my thing. I have other areas I'm completely developed in and deeply talented. But when it comes to putting stuff together and, you know, working with my hands and stuff, no, I'm just not good at that. But so I attract men that are, who are like really good at it, who like it. And it's to know who you are and know what you need in a partner, right? So just, that's it. Like, you're not right or wrong. You're just you. And they're just going to be them. And what we're doing as we stop looking for the one, we're taking the pressure off the situation. We're making people human again. It's not this, like, idealized scenario. It's real frickin' life. And you deserve to be in your real life. Okay. Next, how to attract lots of your ideal type to date. Get out there. There's, like, no excuse for you to not be dating right now. Like, dating has never been easier. Get on an app, something. And if you have hang-ups about online dating, get over yourself. Like, just do it. Just get over yourself. Because it's just, why fight the system? Just be open and receptive to however way they come. Because you might be on all the apps, and you're dating, and you're doing your thing, and you might wind up meeting the person in the grocery store. Do you really care if it came from an app or a grocery store? It's your judgment that you're placing on the situation and that's getting in the way. So stop judging the process. I'll tell you this. My ex-husband and I are still really great friends, and he's in a relationship. And after we divorced, he got really clear about what he wanted in a wife, right? And a mate. And the more he got clear and we talked about it, I realized, oh, my God, that's not me. But he got really clear, and he approached dating from this perspective. Like, he researched all the apps, and he knew the algorithms, and he put his best profile up, and he took really good pictures. And he's in a relationship now with a wonderful woman. And it took him being really focused on that's what he wanted. And that's the same approach I want you to take to this, but I want you to do it with the lightness. I want you to do it with a sense of peace, and I want you to do it with the mindset that there are an abundance of people that are your type out there for you today. Like, really, they just will pop up everywhere. And trust your intuition as you go through this. You know, my spirit guides are jumping in. They're like, Amy, you need to stay. You live in the Bay Area, and there's a specific type of man that circles the places you circle that happen to be in alignment with your type. So maybe you do need to move. Like, maybe you're in an area where your type is not prevalent. Look at that as a sign to say, hey, there's a better place for me in this world. And it doesn't mean you can't be dating in your own, you know, where you're at. And then think about moving if that's in alignment with your heart. No excuses. There is, like, no excuse zone as to why you can't attract your ideal type. You don't need to lose weight. You don't need a better job. You don't need money other than, you know, you need to be able to get yourself to and from a date. But just give up all the excuses. Give up all your bullshit. Give up all your limitations. And just be present. So that leads me to the next point. Show up present as yourself, authentic, the best version of yourself that you can be at the time. Like, I had this perspective that I need to be fantastic. You know, my hair needs to be perfect, and my makeup needs to be perfect, and I need to have the best outfit on, and I need to have all these things. Like, right? And I need to have had the greatest day ever, right? What world, what alien world was I living in when I was coming up with that? And I love and accept myself exactly as I am. And I know where that perspective was coming from. It was rooted in perfectionism. I can't attract love unless I'm perfect. So why not attract love? Let's dump perfectionism, because we know that's like this thing that's not real. And just show up present, like show up you, like leave your baggage at the door, your emotional baggage, your energetic baggage, your fear, your doubt, your worry, your shame, your resentment, leave it on the curb and just show up as you. Wow. Just show up as you. And I know by how present I am, by how nervous I feel. Like, if I'm really showing up present, it's like, hey, like, you know, so show up present. Be you. And if you're feeling nervous, ask yourself, why am I feeling nervous? Why is this such a high-pressure situation? And I'll feed you some more good stuff to fill your mind with. It's not a high-pressure situation. When you know your type, know that there's an abundance of your type circling, and all you have to do is be woke and aware. Hell, you don't even need to be that aware. Yesterday I wasn't that aware. I was like, I'm going to sit here, I'm going to be my, you know, I wasn't even thinking. I was just like, I'm going to get a beer and I'm going to work on this piece of writing. And poof, my talk shows up. So do an exercise to release, a releasing exercise on a piece of toilet paper. Write all of your beliefs about dating, how dating hasn't worked out, guys who broke your heart, girls who broke your heart, people who broke your heart, ways of dating that don't work for you, whatever it is, release it. Release all of your guilt, shame, doubt, worry, insecurities, judgments about yourself. Release it all, because it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's just something to keep you in a space of lack. It's just something to keep you in a place of limitation. When, why not be happy? Why not make it fun? Why not make it joyful? Who says it has to be this serious thing? I got to find the one, and if I don't find the one, what will happen to me? Absolutely nothing. You will still live. You will still see another day, but you'll do it solo. So why not give up the intensity and find someone awesome to spend your days with? Okay. Now, here's some more important things that I need for you to do. If you really want to attract your idomate, and this is super important. You have to accept your body. This is huge, huge, huge. You have to accept your body. Like, this is your body. This is who you are. I'm a plus-size woman, and I know that that's who I am, and I have to accept my body. And it's like the more I accept my body, my size 14, sometimes 16 body, the more I accept it, the more wonderful men that are in alignment with my type show up. Accept your body. Head to toe, you are who you are. Now, if you really want to take this to the next level, love your body. Love it as it is. Love it as it is. It's your body. Reach some place of peace around your body, because we are taught to judge ourselves. We're taught to, you need to be thinner. You need to work on yourself. You know, I grew up in a household where weight loss was, and Jesus. It was weight loss and Jesus. My mom was always in some type of program, system, you know, no carb, high carb, low carb. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Not her. My mom's not ridiculous. But that belief that we're not good enough unless we're thin. And let's face it, most of us aren't thin. So why do we need to spend our days feeling bad about ourselves? Make the goal to be healthy, to be vibrant, to be well, to be at peace, the goal. And if you've been in a long struggle around body image, this will be an adjustment. This may take a little time, but it doesn't need to take a whole lot of time. I think if you just start praying for support around loving and accepting your body as it is, you will be amazed by how quickly what you want will show up for you. Why? Because we're all attracted to confidence. There is nothing sexier than confidence. And confidence doesn't mean you're perfect, right? Like my image of me on my perfect date day. No, it just means, hey, I'm human and I'm showing up the best I can. You know, of course, I'm going to shower and do my hair and put on shoes and, you know, look the best that I can in that moment. But I'm just showing up as myself. And so the more you can be in that vibration of confidence and accept your body as it is, the more you're going to find yourself in glorious situations that feel fantastic. Okay. And, yeah, accept your career, accept everything about yourself, fully and completely, the good and the so-called bad. Because, gosh, there's nothing better than feeling good. So just hand that burden, hand it over to Spirit. Spirit, take this burden of insecurity and judgment and doubt, and I need to be skinny, and I need to look this way, and I need to have this type of day, and I need, my bank account needs to look this way in order for me to attract who I want. Just take it off of me. I'm done with it. Okay, next, look the best you can. I touched on this a bit, but just look the best you can at the time. Don't overexert yourself. Don't overexert yourself. If you really want to attract your type, don't overexert yourself. Just because it stresses you out. You know, it's still coming from that place of judgment and perfectionism and, oh, my God. And, yeah, first dates are rough, you know, but they don't need to be. And it's a mindset. And if you go into it with a really open, easy heart and say, this could work, this could not work. And if it doesn't, there's an abundance of guys out there, women out there for me. And all I have to do is show up present. Be light, you know, let that light shine through. Let your natural humor shine through. Let your natural joy shine through. Be receptive. Be open. Yeah. Leave all your darkness at home. Nobody wants to deal with your stuff. Nobody. You don't even want to deal with it. So just leave it at home. Ask Spirit to clear it out for you. You don't have to. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to be yourself, your real self. Okay, this is my favorite point. You're going to hear me talk about this a lot on this podcast. It's something I've been talking to my clients in my one-on-one practice with a lot. This is a really, this is the concept to pay attention to. Oh, man. I have something at 10 o'clock that I didn't know about. I thought it was 11. All right. I missed that, huh? Okay, care less. How perfect, right? Care less. Care less. Care less. Care less. Care less. There are an abundance of men and women out there for you to date. Be curious, no stress, but care less, right? We care so much, but if we just, and I'm not saying be careless. I'm not saying don't care about the process. I'm not saying be an asshole. I'm saying just care less. Like it, the whole situation is not a reflection of you. The whole situation is not a judgment of you. The whole situation is not set up. Dating is not set up to make you feel bad about yourself. All of us, what I've discovered since I've been dating is that everybody just wants to be loved. I mean, there are assholes out there, but you're a heart-centered, loving, kind human being, and just decide, I don't attract assholes. Nope. You know, but all of us just want to be loved. We just want to feel connected. We're all looking for that person that we can hang out with in our bathrobe and watch comedy together and eat grilled cheese sandwiches with apple slices. Like, that's it. We're just wanting, all of us want to just be connected and honor that. Honor that the person sitting across the table from you or next to you at the bar on your date is just as open as you are. That's why they showed up. And no one's out to get anyone else. And so if you can just care less and really see that life is on your side, I haven't said that in a while. Thank you, Spirit. I haven't said that in a while. Life is on your side. Dating is on your side. The person you're dating and talking to and interacting with is on your side. Doesn't mean it's always going to be the match that you're seeking, but the process is always on your side. And I think if, when you can let go of your doubt, fear, worry, the more present and amazing you will be, and you will have tons of your ideal partner, whatever tons is to you. You know, for me, it's like one or two, three is awesome. Circling, and it's not an ego thing. It's not a, it's just like, wow, there's an abundance of my type out there. And all I'm looking for is the one that fits me, and it's not even a big deal if they don't, right? It's chill. So care less. Relax. Don't worry. And approach dating from a place of curiosity. Like, I show up, I won't lie, I have a question checklist. Yeah, it's fun. So I was, you know, and it's more so to keep conversation going. I'm a coach, and so naturally I ask a lot of questions. But I wrote them up, and I'll always announce that, like, I have questions for you. And they get a kick out of it because people love to share who they are. Love it. They love that someone is interested in what they have to say. You know, one of my first questions is, do you have a spiritual practice or a way in which you feel connected? Because I believe we can be connected to the divine in many ways. Like, I do it through prayer and meditation and oracle cards and intuition. But some people might do it through basketball, you know? So it's always fun to hear how a person connects. And so, yeah, like, go and do it and just have fun and be curious and say, yeah, you're amazing in that way, but that way, that doesn't totally vibe with me. And I'm not looking to fix anybody. That's another thing. Don't go into any relationship thinking you can fix somebody. No. Well, at least that's my philosophy. Because just go into it open-hearted. And don't fall in love with potential. That's my last little bit there on that, is don't fall in love with potential. The image of that person or the image of the relationship in your mind, don't fall in love with that. And it's so easy to fall in love with that, and I get it. Yeah, don't fall in love with that. Fall in love with the person sitting across from you, the person you interact with over text. If you're not getting what you need, then it's not a fit, and it's totally okay. And you can just be like, hey, I'm not getting what I need from this. I appreciate you. We'll go our separate ways, right? So have fun with dating and make it pleasant, you know. Let's make dating fun again. Let's make dating fun again. I want to turn a card over for you around dating. For anyone listening to this show and any time, space, reality, this card is for you. So crazy, I missed that appointment. Not meant to be. Like, I will straight up trust your intuition on things, guys. Like, soul, trust your intuition. I knew it, and I was going to go out of obligation. And, of course, I miss it. And I'm not going to make myself feel bad about it. Nope. Don't make yourself feel bad at all about anything. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered. No unbelief. Your miracle's on the way. And my spirit guides are jumping in and they're saying, describe your miracle to us. Like, what would your miracle look like? And have many versions of it. Like, spend the rest of the day or however much time you have left in your day today, thinking of all the different ways that a miracle could show up for you. And really lean into it. You know, don't get attached to one result. We've talked about that many times because it lessens the space for spirit to come in. And just stay open. Stay open in your dating life. Stay open. But open, here's the thing. Open, you know, I say open a lot. Open is not like, well, whatever shows up, shows up. No. If you really listen back to this program, you'll hear me say, you have your standards. You have the things that work for you. You know the specifics. Like, I'm not going to date a dude who is not educated. I'm not. I'm not going to date a guy that doesn't have his own place to live. I'm not going to date a guy who doesn't have a job he adores. It's just not my thing, right? And so I'm saying have standards, but be open to how what you want is going to show up. So as you go through this and what my spirit guides are saying to me about really expecting your miracle, that's the 90-second countdown, expecting your miracle is think of all the very specific possibilities that would resonate with you. You know, and they're saying give an example for people. Okay, so say it is dating. I meet a man on a dating app. He's my type. We meet up at Fieldworks, and we have great conversation, and then we go to dinner, and it's a wonderful time. Okay, next. Okay, let's stay in the realm of dating. Next miracle that could come. I'm in Whole Foods. And I'm in the wine section, and I meet a guy, and he's totally my type, and we have this great conversation. We wind up seeing new numbers, and we hang out. Okay? Keep going and keep going. All the different ways and different possibilities that your miracle can come to you. Just stay open. And you can use this not only for dating, this concept of all possibilities, all possible miracles. You can do it for any aspect of your life. I love you. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.